Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today here, this Hump Day Wednesday, June 24, 2026 edition. McDonald's milk in Michigan ties with $421 million in supply chain activity. McDonald's purchased more than $285 million worth of ingredients from Michigan farm producers in 2023. Company representatives told the lawmakers who toured a dairy farm and promoted the fast food chain's ties to Michigan's in-state agricultural industry. The company's broader spending within its Michigan supply chain exceeded combined between dairy and other products, $421 million that year. It included more than 7 million gallons of milk, along with approximately 100 million pounds of pork, 127 million pounds of corn, 20 million pounds of apples, 3.7 million pounds of butter, according to figures that were presented during the National Dairy Month event. The event was designed to highlight the economic ties between Michigan's agricultural industry and one of the world's largest restaurant chains as lawmakers consider policies that are going to affect farmers, food production, and rural communities. McDonald's owner-operator Sean Saputo said figures demonstrate that the company's restaurants are connected to farms, processors, distribution centers, and other businesses across the state of Michigan. It really does go hand in hand, said Saputo, when you talk about McDonald's and Michigan agriculture. Well, the event was held at the Gemlot Dairy, a multi-generational family farm operated by Leroy and Stephanie Schaefer. Politicians who showed up: U.S. Congressman Tom Barrett, the House Agricultural Committee Chairman Jerry Nyer of Shepherd, State Representative Emily Diedendorf of Lansing, State Representative Jennifer Wirtz of Quincy, who also sits on the committee, as well as State Representative Tim Kelly, a Republican of Saginaw. These representatives sit on the Michigan Department of Agricultural and Rural Development, as well as dairy organizations and processors. Throughout the event, speakers repeatedly connected the Michigan origins of McDonald's ingredients with food quality, real nutrition, and support for our local communities. Diedendorf said people are more invested in their health when they understand where their food comes from. Representative praised McDonald's franchise operators for making it a priority to source their products right from our own state, our own Michigan farmers. We all know that local food is the healthiest food. We want to see that kind of holistic, comprehensive success at the end of the day. Well, the chain restaurant was also described as similar to local businesses. Saputo operates 9 McDonald's in mid-Michigan, saying franchisees are like small business owners who hire locally and frequently support schools and organizations in their communities where they generate and operate their restaurants. He said an average restaurant employee of about 52 people, although his restaurant near Michigan State University employs more than 100 people during the school year. State Representative Nyer said, for us to be a driver and to be part of such an organization like McDonald's is great. These people who own small businesses as part of a balanced franchise, they take right here in the restaurant seriously, and they take care of people that work for them as well as serving good food to their community. The Michigan dairy industry contributes an estimated $15.7 billion to Michigan's state economy. Michigan's roughly 460,000 dairy cows produce more than 12.5 billion pounds of milk annually, placing the state of Michigan sixth nationally in total production of milk and first in milk production per cow, according to information distributed by the event organizers. Our cows are the most productive. I did not know that. Number one in the country. Well, to finish the story off, Dean Angott, CEO of Detroit-based CF Burger Creamery, said the processor has supplied dairy products to McDonald's going all the way back to 1965, their first restaurants in Michigan. The company now supplies 2,600 McDonald's restaurants across 9 states with products that include ice cream, milk for their espresso drinks, coffee cream, and all of their smoothie ingredients. Angott said the Detroit plant processes approximately 50 million pounds of fluid dairy for McDonald's and is about to complete a $10 million infrastructure upgrade over the next 5 years. Those who attended the farm seen nearly every stage of milk production, beginning with calves, progressing through the feed storage, understanding cow nutrition, the milking process, and refrigeration storage. Attendees also toured the milking parlor, where milk travels through a closed loop system directly into tanks and then is cooled to approximately 38 to 40 degrees before processing. Hold on 1 second. The milk from each farm was then sampled. They explained that the testing was done on site. Milk from a cow receiving any antibiotics is separated and discarded until testing period is approved. Saputo took a moment to share his partnership with Michigan State University, where they donated food or dairy items to Spartan Shelf. This is a free grocery store for students at the university. Every time an opposing team missed a free throw during a home basketball game, he said he and his wife donated $1,000 to the effort. That's why they're yelling and screaming at the other team when they make their free throws. Well, Congressman Barrett said the tour illustrated both the care involved in raising these animals and also the broader economic effects of our family farms. We have a national reputation for manufacturing in our state, one that is very well earned and very well deserved. But agriculture is a very close industry that provides countless jobs and tremendous amount of economic input. And it all starts on family farms like this one right here. So very, very interesting tour stop involving McDonald's restaurants. I did not know that they were that heavily vested in farming products from our own Michigan farmers. You know what that makes me feel like? I guess I'm going to have to start going back to McDonald's. Another quick story coming up on the political scene. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Mike Rogers is threatening legal action, a lawsuit against Democratic rival Abdul El-Sayed, unless he stops referring to Rogers as a pharma lobbyist who received a $14 million payout from the pharmaceutical industry. Attorneys for Rogers sent a cease and desist letter this past Sunday, demanded that El-Sayed immediately stop making the claims and warned that any repetition would result in a defamation lawsuit. The letter gave El-Sayed until noon today to comply. The dispute comes as El-Sayed has increasingly highlighted Rogers' ties to the pharmaceutical industry out on the campaign trail and during media appearances. Rogers' attorneys contend El-Sayed falsely described the former congressman as a pharmaceutical lobbyist and repeatedly claimed that he accepted a $14 million payout from the industry after he left Congress. A lawsuit could be pending. We'll wrap this up and today's show. Final segment of today. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing,
people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, just to wrap up this lawsuit defamation claim by Republican Mike Rogers in sending a cease and desist letter to Democrat candidate Abdul El-Sayed. Rogers' attorneys wrote, "Mr. Rogers is not and has never been a registered lobbyist." The attorneys argued the term lobbyist has a specific legal definition under both federal and Michigan law and said Rogers has never received a $14 million payment from a pharmaceutical company or industry organization. The attorneys asserted that El-Sayed's statements constitute defamation because they present false factual claims about Rogers' professional activities and financial dealings. They further argued that continuing to repeat these claims after receiving the letter could establish malice. El-Sayed's campaign quickly fired back, portraying the demand letter as an effort to silence criticisms of Rogers' record. El-Sayed said in a statement, "Mike Rogers spent the entirety of his political career in Congress putting Big Pharma over the people he served. And he has time and time again sold out Michiganders to line his own pockets. Rather than debate me in the court of public opinion, Rogers has taken the coward's approach by threatening to stifle us in the court of law." El-Sayed campaign argued that Rogers received more than $670,000 in campaign contributions from pharmaceutical interests during his congressional career. Did he oppose efforts to allow Medicare to negotiate prescription drug prices and voted against allowing drug reimportation? The campaign also cited Rogers' opposition to the Affordable Care Act and his post-congressional work in the private sector. The exchange marks the latest escalation in Michigan's open U.S. Senate races. Rogers, who was the Republican nominee in 2024, is running for the nomination uncontested, while El-Sayed has been running a very progressive outsider campaign who's backed by U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders. As of Tuesday afternoon, no lawsuit has been filed. And El-Sayed has until noon today, about 6 minutes to say whether or not he's going to stop saying this about Rogers publicly. So we'll continue to follow this story and see what happens later this afternoon. LibertyMountainUSA.com. That's the website. You need to go to it. You need to get your tickets for the upcoming 4th of July event. Not this Saturday, but a week from Saturday, it's going to happen down in Clare County's Farwell, Michigan, right off of M115. It is going to be a fantastic concert. This huge outdoor venue, you guys need to come and see this. It is going to be unbelievable. Tickets start just at $15, and they do have campsites available for you to camp at. It's going to be Saturday, 4th of July. The event will start roughly at about 6 o'clock and go until dark. Former Grand Funk Railroad's songwriter, lead guitarist, vocalist Mark Farner's American Band is going to be there. Dave Mead Band is going to be there. They're going to have food trucks. They're going to have beverages. They have bars. They have everything there. Campsites, activities for the kids, all kinds of things happening. We're also going to have a lot of speakers coming. Governor candidates supposedly have confirmed that they're going to be there. There's going to be others. It's going to be a great event. You need to come. Very simple, folks. Go to the website, LibertyMountainUSA.com, click on events, and then get your tickets for 4th of July. Same venue, same location. 3 weeks later, Ted Nugent and his family band is coming. They're going to do a fundraiser for the Michigan Republican Party and all 83 county parties. You can get your tickets online for that event as well. Get some friends together, carpool, ride together, come and party. It's going to be a great event. Looking forward to it. And if you want a link, just text me 4th, the number 4TH, and I'll send you a link to the website directly where you can get your tickets for both events. It is going to be fun. We are going to party here not once, but twice before the August 4th primary election, and we'd love to see you guys there. It is going to be fun. We're looking forward to it. It is going to be two parties, outdoor venue, the largest outdoor concert venue in the state of Michigan. If you guys are familiar with Pine Knob down in Clarkston on Sachibaugh Road, well, this venue is about four times larger, capable of holding up to 30,000 people. So absolutely going to be great. Again, text me 4th, the number 4TH, and I'll send you the link. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all